The trio is played by the artists who commissioned it, the pianist Peter Frankl, the violinist George Pauk, and the cellist Ralph Kirschbaum. They gave the first performance at the Cheltenham Festival in July 1982, and sadly that premiere took place barely a week after Andrei Tchaikovsky's death. The Trio Notturno is inscribed to Hans Keller, who, as you might know, died last week. Andrei Tchaikovsky studied with him and would certainly have wanted this broadcast to be dedicated to his memory. As for Hans Keller's involvement with this trio, some years earlier he'd thrown out what Andrei Tchaikovsky regarded as something of a creative challenge. He'd given a lecture about the basic incompatibility of an ensemble consisting of piano and strings, and had argued that with the decline of classical tonality, it had become almost impossible for a composer to blend the disparate sounds. Andrei Tchaikovsky decided to tackle the problem head-on by emphasizing that very disparity. "It led me," he wrote, "to conceive the whole work as a study in contrast, and I did all I could to increase the polarity of the two movements. Thus, the Allegro is a movement of extreme rhythmic irregularity, full of short, abrupt phrases and swift changes of register, with a preference for the dark, low notes of the piano. While the Andante is a calm, lyrical movement without a single change of meter, full of flowing melodic lines and clear, crystalline harmonies. But the second movement, which follows the first one without a pause, also contains an agitated, passionate middle section, which culminates in the climax of the work as a whole." Andrei Tchaikovsky explained the outburst in a metaphor from Schumann. "It is as if Florestan had briefly invaded Eusebius's territory before being finally subdued." The Trio Notturno is played by Peter Frankl, George Pauk, and Ralph Kirschbaum.